This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. As the Wall Street Journal reported earlier this week, a group of advertisers have filed a complaint alleging that Facebook knew of problems in how it measured video viewership ads before disclosing them. Facebook says the lawsuit is without merit. The rest of us are left on the sidelines of a newly sparked debate. The story of Facebook's bad metrics and an ill-fated pivot to video after these tech headlines. 5G has arrived, and it's been a long wait for companies like Ericsson and Nokia. 5 years after stagnant sales, the telecom equipment maker's 5G push is finally paying off. Ericsson, the Swedish industry giant, reported its first profit in 9 quarters, and the company cited strong demand from North American carriers for cellular tower electronics, the gear needed to roll out 5G. 5G is expected to be 100 times faster than current wireless networks and has triggered an arms race of sorts between the U.S. and China over deploying technology. The competition is now playing out in sales for companies like Ericsson, which said it earned $301 million in its third quarter. France has a new cloud company. It's called OVH, and to better compete with the likes of Amazon Web Services, the privately held company plans to invest between $4.6 billion and $8.1 billion in its operations. OVH currently runs 27 data centers in 19 countries. And the journal says that when it comes to fact-checking, humans are playing the supporting role at Facebook. The reason? People just can't move fast enough. Although the company has touted its partnerships with organizations including FactCheck.org, Facebook says fact-checkers were always expected to play a supporting role. And the reality is that humans can't move quickly enough to identify and act on misinformation before it goes viral on a platform the scale of Facebook's. The journal's Georgia Wells has more at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Coming up, a look at how allegations that Facebook misled advertisers about video viewership has reignited a media industry debate. New allegations that Facebook misled advertisers about video viewership on its platform have sparked a debate among publishing execs about who is to blame for that ill-fated bet on video ads for social media. Here to talk about what's been happening is The Wall Street Journal's Benjamin Mullen, who joins us in the podcast studio. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. So, you know, a debate has clearly been sparked between advertisers and Facebook. How has this been playing out this week?
Yeah, I would say that in general, you have two camps. You have Camp A, publishing executives who say Facebook's misleading of advertisers led the publishing industry to do this so-called pivot to video, to lay off all their writers, to invest in video producers, and then when the video didn't turn out to be so great, lay those people off. Then you have a separate camp who say, look, Facebook's misleading of advertisers doesn't really affect what we decided to do because we did all this after Facebook misled advertisers in the first place.
Mm.
And furthermore, Facebook didn't even have any advertising products for publishers back then for their video and newsfeed. So you have these sort of two different groups, and you have a lot of people sort of like pointing fingers at the other side. I think the most like salient point that I've heard during this whole thing is I talked to this guy, Ramiz Tayz, who used to be the director of analytics at Mike, which is a digital publisher. And Ramiz told me, look, we didn't pivot to video because we thought that Facebook's engage time metrics were way higher than they were. We pivoted to video because the 3-second view metric, in other words, the number of people who were looking at videos on Facebook for 3 seconds or more, that number was really high. And that's not the number that Facebook inflated.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a guy who had been part of the pivot to video telling me that this had no bearing on their decision to pivot to video.
It was an interesting time because it's, you know, this pivot was a big shift for publishers. And we saw a lot of it play out on Twitter, saying that they felt basically pushed into embracing video with not a lot to go on and at a time when the ad business was just really upending.
Yeah, I think that's a good point that they're making, which is like, look, the publishing industry was really desperate for revenue at that point. Heck, we're all still desperate,
right,
for revenue. So,
frankly.
So what they were saying is, look, Facebook, this is part of a larger pattern on Facebook's part of telling people that this is a great idea and that everybody should get into it. And ultimately, they did do it and it didn't work out. So I think that claim has a lot of merit.
We've seen just recently media companies disbanding their video teams, taking out eggs from that basket. How heavily were some of these companies hit? The lack of success seems to have been a blow to some media companies who went all in.
Yeah, I think a lot of these companies that did this pivot to video, among them Mike and Mashable ultimately faced some real hard financial decisions as a result of this, because that video didn't prove to be valuable from a financial standpoint. I think one thing that we can all take away from this in the media industry is really that it doesn't make sense to put, as you said, put all your eggs in one basket. If you're going to do something, make sure that it's profitable from the start. Make sure that you're not investing more than you're making out of it. And also, you know, make sure that you have diverse sources of revenue, right? So don't put all of your eggs in the video basket. Maybe you have eggs in the audio basket,
right,
or in the print basket for as long as people are reading newspapers, or, you know, in the branded content business. Make sure that you're diversified enough so that if one thing goes belly up, you still have revenue coming in.
Right. But when it comes down to it, do these publishers have a viable case in blaming Facebook for, a failed misleading pivot to video? Realistically, how does this play out for them as far as what the law is going to do, and how do things start to get tricky in terms of proving this?
Personally, I don't think these publishers can blame Facebook for their own bad business decisions. As far as whether the lawsuit will be successful, that is a question that will be decided by either a judge or a jury over the next coming months and maybe even years. But I think what we can expect to see, and I think what's great about this complaint, is that it sort of pulled back the curtain behind Facebook's video business. And I think more information is good for everyone as a reporter.
Yeah.
So that is that's one positive takeaway for me.
Very good. Benjamin, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Wall Street Journal reporter Benjamin Mullen has more on the story at WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.